more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
And welcome back to Eye on Travel from Scottsdale, Arizona. Peter Greenberg here with you. Of course, you can always reach me, peter@petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. And one housekeeping note, by the way, as you know, I speak at all the travel and adventure shows all around the United States every single year. And the next one coming up, March 28th and 29th in Washington, D.C. at the convention center there. So if you're anywhere near there, please come see me. I'm glad to talk to you and answer your questions there. But right now, let's go right to the phones and answer some of your questions. Let's go right to Jim out there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Peter.
How can I help
you? My question is this. I'm traveling in the near future to Manila and Tokyo. And I'm wondering, I want to get some local currency for like small purchases. Everything else I'll use a credit card for. But should I get foreign currency here or should I wait until I get there and get it there?
Okay. As a rule of thumb, you don't want to get it in the United States. You're not going to pay a very good commission. The exchange rate is terrible. What you'll find, here's what I do, and hopefully you'll like this. I call my local bank. Sometimes you just have to call to make sure they have it. And I buy 100 $2 bills. And if they have them, you get them. They're legal tender. And wherever I go, that's what I use to tip. And people love it. It's a conversation piece. And it's just a wonderful way to go. That's just in terms of cash. But in terms of currency that you're going to be using, check out your own ATM card. To make sure that your issuing bank doesn't charge you huge fees for using it in other terminals around the world. A lot of banks will waive those fees or rebate them to you. Whatever you do, even if you don't want to do that, but you still want to use the ATMs overseas, do not use them at the airport. Don't use them at the money changers. Use them at local banks. You'll have a much better exchange rate because that's what they're charging their own customers. And only take out what you need. The rest of the time, use your credit card. And if you're checking into a hotel, don't use the ATM card or your debit card because that's going to be money withdrawn right from your checking account immediately, whether you use it or not, to pay the bill at the end. Always use a credit card. Never use a debit card to pay for anything other than to get currency the way I told you to do it. Okay?
Now my bank, I bank with Smart Bank. And they have over a 50 checking plan, whatever, where I can get unlimited ATM withdrawals any place, anytime, and they'll reimburse me the $3, $5, whatever.
Then you are home free, sir. Anywhere you want to use it, in the Philippines or in Tokyo, go right ahead. Just remember to take out only what you need so you don't get stuck with bad exchange rates on the return, okay?
Second question now. I understand there's some political and social unrest going on in Manila right now related to the past president and the current corrupt president. Do you think it's still safe to go?
Well, listen, I'm not going to comment on the local politics about who's corrupt and who isn't, because if we did that, we'd run out of time on this show in terms of every country in the world has a political issue right now. If you hadn't noticed, I think we have one in the United States too. But the bottom line is, I have never had a problem going to the Philippines under any of those administrations, whether it was the original Marcos family or the Aquino family, or you're mentioning Duterte, who, by the way, has been arrested and taken to the World Court in The Hague. So no problem whatsoever in the Philippines right now. You'll have a great time.
Yeah, Duterte, the arrested him on drug trafficking, and the current president, if I remain anonymous, is a drug addict himself and very corrupt. And
well, listen, again, I'm not going to be talking about that. But you know
they
what?
They're talking about having his trial on March 28th, and he threatened to impose martial law, which if impose martial law, I'm canceling my trip.
Okay, let me tell you right now, there will be no martial law imposed because that trial is not going to ever start that day anyway. Nothing starts on time, at least that. But listen, you're not going to have a problem. I've been going to the Philippines since 1978, and I was down there through all the revolution during the Marcos and Aquino days. So bottom line is, really, you got nothing to worry about.
I'm really excited to go to the Philippines because the family we're visiting is like, they're in Batangas, which is like 2 hours southwest of Manila. And so we've arranged a short trip to Bataan Peninsula and Corregidor Island, which, being a big history buff, I'm uber excited to go.
Yes, for those people who remember World War II and the Bataan death marches and Corregidor, I went out there and did that myself, and I highly recommend it. So check it out for the history, and also do not worry about the Philippines. You're going to be just fine.
Cool. Thank you. You, as usual, you are a font of useful information.
Well, good. And come back with your own corruption report, okay? Thank you, Jim. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Bottom line, folks, is, you know, when you take a look at local political issues anywhere in the world, you will always find a reason not to go somewhere. But then again, if you applied the metrics used by the State Department to issue State Department advisories to even, let's say, Chattanooga, Tennessee, you might not ever leave home. The bottom line is, be smart, practice common sense, and you'll have a great time. I promise you that. And the Philippines, more than 8,500 islands, you're never going to get bored. All right, more from Scottsdale, Arizona, and the Westin Kierland Resort right here in Scottsdale as Ion Travel returns right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Ion Travel will be right back. Reporting from around the world, it's time for Eye on Travel with America's number one frontline travel news journalist, Peter Greenberg. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, Peter Greenberg.
It's Peter Greenberg here, back with you as Eye on Travel continues for this fourth weekend of March 2025. If you're just joining us, I hope you're having a great weekend wherever you happen to be. Let me tell you where we happen to be, and we couldn't be happier. Get out those maps. 33 degrees, 29 minutes north, 111 degrees, 55 minutes west. We are in Scottsdale, Arizona, at the beautiful Westin Kierland Resort, and you also have to say, and spa. And we're always happy to hear from you. You know the drill. You email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go right out to the phones. On River Forest out there near Chicago, I've got Chris on the phone. How can I help you, Chris?
Hey, Peter, great to be on with you, and go Badgers. Got them far in my bracket this year. But so here's my travel question. We are headed to Monte Carlo in 3 weeks.
Nice.
And have 10 days there, five of them, kind of the anchor. We're staying at the Heritage Hotel in Monte Carlo. So I just would be interested in learning your recommendations around places to stay outside of Monte Carlo, because we've got those 5 days.
Sure.
Things to see, places we should eat.
I gotcha.
Open to any suggestions.
All right. First of all, I got to correct you. You're not staying at the Heritage. You're staying at the Hermitage.
Heritage.
No, the
Hermitage.
There you go.
Hermitage.
And by the way,
that's it.
A beautiful hotel. So let's start with where you're going to be staying, right there. Because from the Hermitage, you can walk down the street to the legendary Hotel de Paris. It's, you know, goes back 150 years. And I remember when I was 12 years old, my parents took me on my very first trip to Europe, and we ended up outside that hotel. And I remember my mother walking me up the steps, grabbing my hand firmly as we walked in the lobby and saying, "Don't touch anything." So it's a beautiful, precious hotel. Go to the American Cafe for lunch at the very least, or for drinks. You can also, of course, you got to go to the Oceanographic Museum. It's phenomenal. Right there on the water. Remember, in Monaco, the square footage is less than Central Park. It's you can fit Central Park, and you can fit Monaco in Central Park. So it's a very walkable area. Of course, You have all the clubs and the restaurants. There's Cipriani, which I love in Monaco. I can even tell you what dish to order. The tagliolini gratinata. They serve it either with ham or without. I get it without, but it's amazing. But you have so many great restaurants there. And, of course, right across from the Hotel de Paris is just one of the all-time great restaurants that's been there for years. You just literally walk across by the casino, you'll see the restaurant. And if you go in there, they have a wonderful menu, but there's something that's not on the menu that you should order. It's called Le Barba Juan. It's actually a Monegasque dish. It's an amazing sort of a pizza quiche. No, it's actually it's a spinach quiche, but it's amazing. And do that as well. But then here's the other thing: the transportation in and out of Monaco is relatively easy. They don't have Uber there; they don't exist. But you can take the train, and you know, 30 minutes away, you're in Nice, or you can go to Ez. Or 40 minutes from Monaco, guess what? You're in Italy, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can go to the beautiful little harbor and have a beautiful outdoor cafe in one of my favorite small harbors in the world in Villefranche. So you got all sorts of opportunities there just using the Hermitage as your hub.
Sounds wonderful.
Now, I'm going to give you I'm going to give you one caution, though. When you walk down the street from the Hermitage, you're going to see the legendary casino in Monaco, but the caution is not the caution you think I'm going to give you. If you go in there, it's a beautiful piece of history, but you know what? The casino's dead. I mean, it's more of a tourist attraction than it is a real operating casino. It's a great piece of art and architecture. You should see it and enjoy it, but you're under no obligation to throw money on the table, okay?
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I'm telling
Sounds
you,
terrific.
Using Hermitage as your hub, you can do great day trips to Nice, to Cannes, to Villefranche, and even day trips to Italy if you leave on an early enough train, and you'll be back in time for dinner. Okay?
Okay.
There you go.
Sounds terrific.
Appreciate your guidance.
And
don't forget, go Badgers. I don't think they're going to get to the Sweet 16, but we'll keep our fingers crossed.
I got them in the Final Four. So,
you're the optimist. Okay, Chris, I'll keep my fingers crossed, man. Thanks.
Sounds good, Peter. Thanks so much.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. And let's go back out to the phones. We've got Susan out there in Crestwood, Illinois. How are you, Susan?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
So how can I help you?
Okay, well, we are traveling to Germany, Austria, and Switzerland next month. We're leaving on April 29th, and we'll arrive in Germany on April 30th. And we're going with a travel group. My question is, there's a European Travel Information Authorization System visa that we were originally told back in October when we booked the trip by the booking agent that we did not need to get this visa because it would start on May 1st, 2025. And since we're arriving in Germany on April 30th, we will not need to get this visa. But our concern is that we'll also be traveling via bus to Switzerland and Austria. So do we still need to get the visas? Do we need three visas for all three countries? Or do we not need any visas at all?
Well, I'm going to make it very easy for you. Thanks to the French and the European Union, they screwed up again. Remember, they were supposed to do these ETIAS last July of 24, but they postponed it because they didn't want to confuse people during the Olympics in Paris, and they postponed it to April of this year. And you know what they just did 2 weeks ago? They postponed it again to April of 2026 at the earliest. So guess what? You don't need any visas to do anything. Enjoy the trip.
Cool. That's great. We actually looked at the website about 2 weeks ago, and it was very contradictory.
Of course. So we've solved the problem.
Sounds like this is very new information.
That's why we do this show. And now you know.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay. Awesome.
You
okay.
Got it, Susan. Have a great trip.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You got it. And when we come back, by the way, we're going to talk baseball because you know what's in Scottsdale? It's the Cactus League. If you want to see baseball the real way, up close and personal, you got to check out the Cactus League. And we'll talk about that when we come back to the Westin Kierlin Resort and Spa here in Scottsdale right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel. We'll be right back.